A long time ago, there was a man who wanted to draw close to God, and he decided that the way for him to do this would be to go out alone into the desert. And he went out into the desert to a place that was so hot that you could cook your food by just leaving it outside on a rock. And he wanted to learn to pray like Jesus and be faithful like Jesus. And so he decided that he would stay there and make his home in the desert. And the first problem he had to solve was that he knew he was going to need water to drink. So he decided he would dig a well. And he dug down and down and down, digging, maybe 100, maybe 1,000 feet, who knows, it was really deep, before the sand finally began to get moist, and then he had to dig even deeper. So once he had found that cool, clean water, then he had to build a pump that would get it from way down below up to the surface. So he did that, but then he needed some energy to make the pump work, so he got an ox and brought the ox to live with him in the desert and attached it to the pump, and the ox had to walk in a big circle for hours every day to bring the water up to the surface. But this would provide water for the man and the ox and for the garden that he wanted to plant. He would need food to eat, and so using this water, he planted a garden that had vegetables and herbs and grains, and he worked hard at it, and it was a successful garden because of the good tending and the water that the ox was bringing up from that well. And after a time, this place became an oasis in the desert, like a green island in the middle of all this rocks and sand. And anyone who happened to pass that way would be like coming into this very cool, refreshing, restoring place out of the heat of the desert. And the garden grew plenty of food so that the man and the ox and even the occasional visitor had food to eat. And so it was that the man lived at peace with himself and at peace with God. And one day some visitors came who wanted to learn about this man's life in the desert. And he was glad to have the visitors. He showed them his little hut, showed them all around his garden. And then he decided for a special treat, it would be fun if they would walk a little ways farther into the desert to where the date palm trees were growing, because the dates were just getting fresh and tasty, and they were very delicious. And so the man invited his guests to walk with him through the hills, and they did that. And as they approached the grove of palms, however, the guests started to get really nervous because they could see that there was a lion pacing around in the palm grove. And it was a wild animal, big. They knew it could run fast. It had sharp teeth and sharp claws. And they started feeling really kind of scared and looking around for rocks, big boulders maybe, that they could hide behind. But the man of God wasn't fazed in the slightest. He just kept right on walking toward the palm grove. When he got there, he harvested the dates and held out his hand to the lion. And the lion came right up to him and ate 4 dates out of his hand and then went on its way. And the man took the rest of the dates and brought them to where his visitors were cowering on the ground and said, "Get up, friends, and enjoy these dates with me." And they said, "We have never seen faith like this, and we can see that we ourselves are poor in spirit." We're going to join hands now and say a prayer. Find somebody's hand to hold before you go to Sunday school. We'll say this prayer. Dear God, we thank you for the examples of those who show us what our life can be like and what the fruits might be when we put all our focus, all our energy, and all our trust in you. And we ask that you bless us with the ability to live this kind of life so that we might always follow in your way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.